It's always paradise when Joe Fisher's on the air.
With the, with the 40th pick in the NFL draft,
the
Buffalo
Vikings
Bills select Colt Brennan.
No!
How about just giving the Heisman after the bowl games are over?
I think that would be a good idea.
You know, and then that way, you know, if Colt Brennan beats Georgia, then people go, well, maybe he is.
But then they're going to say, well, it was just one bad game.
Well, yeah, I know. But
it's always something.
That would be one more chance for a guy to make.
But is that fair to a great player whose team isn't so great? Doesn't get into a bowl.
But there's nobody in that situation.
Well, if you're going to base that, look at Chase Daniel's performance against Oklahoma. Wasn't too hot.
That was my tiebreaker. Had Chase Daniel beaten Oklahoma, I was going to give him the nod over Tebow.
All right, well, let's go back a couple years. What if Jay Cutler is in the Heisman picture? Commodores don't make a bowl, but you know he gets beat out because he doesn't get that consideration.
Kevin,
for being in the
postseason. Last guy to be in the Heisman race on a losing team. Might go all the way back to Paul Hornung.
Yeah, you're talking like John Elway kind of teams at that point. So, yeah, that's right.
All right, well, let's go back to last night at Memorial Gym. The freshman, a big part of the win over Wake Forest, 83-80. And another nice win for Vandy against an ACC opponent.
And you knew that this was going to be a tough game. We talked about it leading in that, you know, Wake had the issue that Vanderbilt has the most trouble with, and that's those lightning-fast penetrating point guards. And certainly Ishmael Smith, Teague, that whole group lived up to that and just gave the Vanderbilt defense fits all night long. But this team just kept its composure and kept making big shots when they needed to. And you mentioned A.J. Ogilvie, the freshman, had 23, including a big jump hook on the baseline to give him the lead, 80-78 in the last 30 seconds. And then he runs down to the other end, pulls a big rebound, gets fouled, comes back down, makes both free throws. And you know, the difference in the game was at the free throw line. Vanderbilt was 23 of 27, and Wake was 13 of 20. And it's such a clutch thing to have guys like Jermaine Beal, A.J. Ogilvie, Shane Foster that can make free throws down the stretch. And it was a big detriment to Wake Forest in that Ishmael Smith, their point guard, is a 20% free throw shooter. He is 3 for 15 on the season. And he went 0 for 5 last night at the line. And you know, that's just a huge difference in the game.
Yeah, the joke was he went in to bang his head into the locker afterwards and missed.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's one of those things that you just have to wonder,
Mark,
you know, what it is, because he's almost a 50% three-point shooter.
It's amazing what he didn't do down towards the end. And, Joe, the other thing was Vanderbilt got so dysfunctional on offense, especially in the half court, in the last 10 minutes. They're going to look back on that game. Like I said, that's one of those brownie point games.
Yep.
For the NCAA tournament, and they're going to exhale because in years past they didn't win that game, and that game was right there for the losing, and they found a way to pull it out.
And you got to get a couple of breaks, and they did. You know, we mentioned Smith driving down for a breakaway, tried to dunk it, missed it. Then later on, Vanderbilt misses a field goal attempt. The rebound comes out. Wake's got a 3-on-none break, and Smith slips and falls and loses the ball out of bounds. You know, you've got to have some things go your way. A little Memorial magic jumped in last night. But again, some clutch plays. Darshawn McClellan made a huge three-pointer in the game, his first one as a Commodore. Shane, of course, with 26 points, steps up again. And they just found a way to hang in there and win the game down the stretch.
All right, women's hoops tonight over at Memorial Gym. Vanderbilt hosting the alma mater, Western Kentucky.
That's right, and a big night to bring a children's book. It goes to the Charles Davis Foundation. You get free admission by doing that. And Western's already beaten an SEC team. They beat Kentucky earlier this year. So,
yeah, in overtime last weekend.
This should be quite a challenge for the Commodores, and hopefully a good crowd will be on hand. We also need to mention, you know, football, the all-conference teams have been announced, a couple of them, the coaches team, the AP team, Earl Bennett, Chris Williams, first-teamers on both of those. DJ Moore made first-team defense in the AP voting, second-team in the coaches. Jonathan Goff, second-team in both. So Vanderbilt well represented.
Joe, thanks a lot. Visit with you again tomorrow.
Okay, see you guys.